I just.
It's the right spelling. I'm good. Real good.
She's like critiquing him.
Jared hasn't authorized it yet.
Make a motion.
What did I do?
I'm just throwing you under the bus.
Oh. Oh, we can do that right now.
We don't do that. Do we have budget authority? Do we have any kind of budget authority? Is there?
It'd be a surprise to me.
Here's bylaws.
All right. I think we're good to go. Get started today. Okay. My little microphone's on. Make sure your little microphone's on. We are on, which is good. Okay. Very good. Welcome to the Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm Daniel Odle, Chair of the BZA, and I'll be conducting today's meeting. Alongside of me are the other members of the BZA at the tables here to my right and on screen left are the other members, our city staff members. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas are available at the table near the entrance, which we do have here locally, and they should have been sent out online as well prior to today's meeting. Pursuant to the BZA administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order: staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, decisions among among board members, discussion among board members, a motion, a second, further discussion among board members, and then a vote. Members of the public may address the board, and the following rules apply. Each person may speak for 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except the chair may allow an additional 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak to an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. The board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should limit their remarks to the facts of the case and should avoid repeating comments that have been previously presented to the board. All speakers should come to the podium, which is here in front of us, and speak directly into the microphone. And speakers need to state their name and address for the record. Appeals of decisions by the BZA are made to the Knoxville City Council. A petition for such an appeal shall be filed with Plans Review and Building Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I will now ask... I'm sorry, it's not Ms. LeClaire anymore. Burke, I apologize. To call the roll.
Daniel
Odle. Present.
Frank Rosenberg.
Here.
Don Horton.
Here.
Christina Bowler.
Here.
Ebony James.
Here.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we need to go over. And because we're meeting here, do we need to make in the resolution that we've been making about being online anymore? I don't think we do, right? Okay, good. And roll call minutes from our prior meeting. Did anyone review our June minutes? And can I have a motion to approve our June minutes?
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second to approve June's minutes?
Okay.
Motion and a second. All in favor of that approval, please vote aye. And Julian, please call a roll call vote.
Daniel Odle.
Aye.
Grant Rosenberg.
Aye.
Don Horton.
Aye.
Christina Bowler.
Aye.
Ebony James.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. And we have a short agenda this month, which is fantastic. We'll proceed through our first new item of business, which is item 7A21VA. And the address is 1315 Chilhowee Avenue. Who's here to speak to that? If you would step up and while you're coming to the podium, sir, is there any further comment from the city on this item?
No further comment.
No further comments from the city. Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record. Tell us about your grant request and the nature of your hardship, sir.
My name is Jeffrey Cavalier. The clarification, my address or the property address?
Your address.
Okay. It is 2554 Sutherland Avenue, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37919.
All right, thank you very much. Tell us about your variance request.
So, for this property, there is our client has hopes to have a kombucha microbrewery. where they will produce and eventually distribute kombucha. They have two employees and no expectations for any walk-in customers. There is currently only space for four parking spots, three parking spots, and one of them is one of them being an accessible parking spot. We do not have enough land for this site to have the required four, and we determined four because generally calculation said six required spaces and then 30% reduction for the CAT, the CAT bus, so minus two, four spaces, but we can only fit three. There is potentially room in the back, but the topography is steep, and there is accessible only through a one-way alley, and then so that is hard to access. And then also there is hopes to one day have a loading dock back there. So right now it really only seems that we can have three parking spaces for this site.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeffrey. For a matter of process, I need to ask anyone here to speak in opposition or anyone here online as well to speak in opposition to this request. If you're here online, if you could raise your hand on the little platform there, allow us to see you and move you over. I don't see anyone raising their hand, which is fantastic. So what questions do we have for Jeffrey on this variance request? This property is located right over here in, off Magnolia, right? Is that right? Okay. I've tried to like kombucha. I don't. Sorry.
Maybe this will be the thing that gets you into it.
And you were talking about some topography out back.
Yes.
There we go. That picture's great.
Oh, yeah. This is the front.
That's the front?
Yes. And this is where we expect, well, on the opposite side where the picture is being taken, three parking spots.
That's the back.
So here's the back, yes.
Okay. And that's on an alley, is that right?
Oh, yes, it is.
And, excuse me, deliveries will be made from the back.
Currently, we don't expect to be able to do that. Yeah, potentially in the future, there's hopes to have that. Right now, we're expecting any sort of deliveries to happen in the front where the overhead door is. But right now, it's just kind of a dream to have it as a loading dock because of the it's going to be a lot of work needed to be done to make that usable.
Is it current? Is the building currently occupied at all? Is it vacant?
It is being used for some sort of storage.
And this is industrial zoning right now. Is it going?
Industrial mixed use.
I am you. And I assume that it will stay that way for the that somebody wants to put a bigger, better building there. So whatever we approve. Now, sticks with the building.
Unless there's a change.
Unless they
of
change
use.
The use, yeah. They change the use.
Change
yeah.
the
somebody
use.
Builds something else,
yeah.
then yeah, they have to come back.
Mm-hmm. I move that we approve this as is it,
it's
I remember these numbers.
There you go.
7A21BA as stated in the application.
Second. First and second. Any other questions or comments? None? Hearing none. I applaud keeping as much parking as possible and I think they're doing that. So with that, first and second, Ms. Burke, if you could call a roll call vote, please.
Daniel Lowell.
Aye.
Grant Rosenberg.
Aye.
Don Horton.
Aye.
Christina Bowler.
Aye.
Ebony James.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries as submitted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fast. All right. Second up. Last up for today. 7B21BA. which is 7016 Yorkshire Drive. If you're here to speak to that, please come on, step up to the front. While you're on the way, is there any further comments from the city other than what's written earlier, sent to us earlier?
No further comments.
No further comments. Awesome. Please state your name and address for the record for us.
Joseph Goldman, 718 Brentwood Drive, Maryville, Tennessee.
All right, Joseph, thank you. Tell us about your variance request and the basis of your hardship.
Sure. The property owners purchased a home about a year ago, and the house has an existing one-car garage that is of poor construction and not adequately sized for a modern vehicle. So we have redesigned the garage to stay a one-car garage. Zoning reviewed the setbacks based on the average block face to be 37 feet. We're requesting 30 feet and 5.5 inches to allow for a slightly larger one-car garage.
I think I read to fit an F-150. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. It's a matter of process. Let's ask real quick. Is there anyone here in opposition to this request? Seeing none, I don't think there's anyone online, if I remember correctly. Nope. Who's Kevin there online? Was that?
Said he's there.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much. Okay, no one here in opposition. Let's look at what questions we might have as a board. So the garage is, Joseph, it is longer than what's there right now, right?
It's approximately 3 feet longer than it is right now.
Okay, 3 feet longer. But the garage sits in that location right now?
It does, yes. Drawing on the right shows the existing. On the left shows the proposed. So we're going from 19.3 to 21.9. So not 3 feet, but.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll say that we don't recognize that garage. I think I stated that in my comment. So it's physically there, it's not there in our eyes. It was constructed without permits.
Whatever was built there was built without a permit prior.
Correct. I think it was built as a carport and then enclosed at some point and attached, all without permits. So.
What is the accessory structure in the back of the house? Is that just a shed? Or?
I believe so.
Okay.
I found a permit for that.
You did find a permit?
I did, and it was listed as a garage, but it appears to be a shed, but it is permitted legally. It's fine.
How did they get to it? I guess it was just
a garage for... Yeah. It looks like there's a driveway along the side.
Used to be. Oh, okay, gotcha.
But there's a gas easement along the
that's correct
side of the house.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
If you go back, if you don't mind, to the existing plan. Let's see. Down to this one. So there's a gas line that runs basically on the property line, and so we have a 15-foot easement off of that. That is this line that follows here. So. The question had come about rotating the garage or any opportunity there, and really we're sort of limited to that without moving it somewhere else completely.
Did your client build that garage initially, or was it was there they purchased
yes,
the property?
Yes, that's correct.
Were they made aware of it, that it wasn't permitted?
I don't believe so.
So.
Seems like the only other way to build a garage would be in that fenced area, like take it all the way, you know. You know, it's like not, otherwise it's not really able to reuse that driveway.
The driveway to the left doesn't go all the way back.
It just stops. No, it doesn't. It stops at the side. That's correct. Yeah, in fact, I think it doesn't matter, but it does. It stops
right
just kind of somewhere about halfway on the existing house.
Is it done correctly? So I understand that we didn't get a permit before. They did get a permit beforehand. But if they had, would this have been up to code? No, it wouldn't. So you would be fixing something that's not really, not structurally sound, but that's not correct anyway, right? Like it's
that's
not
correct.
Done properly.
It looks like it's not overly sized for that F-150 in there.
No, and I mean, even a SUV barely gets in that spot. So
it's not up to like a standard garage anyway.
No. And if we were to follow, I mean, I have drawn on here the current setback, which would, I mean, you can see, I think it's about 15 feet 9 off of the existing house. So you couldn't really put back anything there within that setback.
It seems to me that there's not much of a, was this house just built without a garage, period? I mean, from the front.
I'm going to assume that it was not at some point, and then it was at the garage was added on.
Right. The garage was converted.
It was
a carport or something. Right. And I don't see any sign of a drive being, I know that it says a garage, but I don't think there was a drive ever continuous. So my assumption is whatever was on that spot.
Yeah. And it looks like it would have had to been because the easement would have pushed it there. And that's why it was done.
Right. Yeah.
I'll make this comment. I think that, and this is an assumption on the picture there that shows the French doors going into the house. It looks like that was framed in probably as a garage. I used to live in a similar house down the street.
Gotcha.
And it was a one-car garage. Looks like this one was framed and those French doors were added and this was set outside. Right. Would be my guess. And we can, whatever happens here, if this goes forward, Peter probably has some other conversations for you about the doors.
Sure. So how long ago this was constructed? Obviously we don't have a permit on file, but
it looks like from aerial photography it's from 15 to 16.
Oh, so not that long ago.
Well, I think the carport was there early 2000s.
Yeah, 2003.
Without walls and a flat roof. And then it was attached.
Right. So at what point it became framed and shared a roof line?
16.
Yeah.
15.
In the notes, it says the city zoning denied the permit. What was the, can we elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, it typically, when someone applies for a building permit, we discover these items that the plans that were submitted did not meet the setbacks. So we inform them that you need to either redraw your plans or come to this board to seek relief. Thanks.
It seems to me that the existing structure location, existing driveway, and the utility easement present something of a hardship for this project.
And I think it's worth noting too that at least the current owner did not create the hardship themselves. Mm-hmm. So
I'll make a motion. We approve item 7-B-21-VA based on the easement, gas easement, and this is the minimum adjustment to account for a larger vehicle. And so moved.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. I'll say just for my own sake that this is kind of a little bit of an example of you build out your old garage and put a shed on and someone buys it. It's included over time. And typically I'm not a fan of
begging forgiveness.
Yeah, it's begging forgiveness. And typically we're not fans of that, but there's no harm being done here at all. Yeah. And the easement, I think, provides enough justification for hardship. So
it doesn't stick out. It's still a pretty healthy setback from the street.
It doesn't stick out to the neighborhood or anything like that. There's no, there's no harm at all.
Shoot the realtor.
Yeah, those guys. Full of it. Ms. Burke, please call roll call vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries as submitted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further thing before us today? Why is like nothing? Good deal.
Retract my violence towards realtors.
I was going to say.
Thanks. So much.
Yes. Sort of.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.